three more storytellers coming first to the stage. A stay-at-home dad, a variety streamer on Twitch, and also a gentleman who told me he is bored as hell, Mr. Mike Robles. How does that keep you bored?
I actually love that you said my wife's name perfectly, but messed up my last name.
Oh, I wasn't sure which was right, so what's the difference?
No, that's good. That's all right. That's great.
I guess I could have asked, well, what fun is that?
Yeah, that's true. Everybody screws it up. So what's up, everybody? So, in case it's not obvious, I'm a brand new parent. I could not have timed that any better if I tried. And so the thing about pregnancy is awful. Like, don't let anyone tell you any differently. It's not, like, the best time in the world. Between the irritability, the weight gain, and the sleeplessness, I was a mess. Like, it was real bad. My favorite part, though, is getting up to that point. Everyone always tells you the movies in theater are like, oh, man. But practicing's the best part. Like, practicing to get the baby. No, that is just as awful. It's horrible. When we started trying, the little girl gone? I want to make sure, because we're going to get some... Talk about some mature stuff here. When we started trying, we cut out a bunch of fast food, we started exercising, and I lost 15 pounds, which is awesome. However, all of that sucked because I was just miserable all day. It gets worse because you have to start scheduling sex. You have to be like, we need to get home at this time of day and make sure we're doing it. I got to be facing the right way. My legs got to be a certain way. It's horrible. You know what the last thing I want to do when I come home from work is? Work. And when you don't get pregnant later on that month, it's like a performance review. And it's like, well, Mike, you did pretty good early in the month. I can tell you got really tired around this time. And I'm really sorry to say this, but you're not going to get your baby this time. It's like, well, God damn it. What? Like, I just wasted a whole month of my time. Which, you know, it's great. It's wonderful. Babies are also stupid expensive. We miscarried twins, and, you know, you're like, oh, man, that sucks. No, actually, because we had to pay twice as much for everything, twice as much in the hotel, or in the hotel, I wish, in the hospital, twice as much for all of the toys, all the clothes. It's just, and I'm like, you know what? This works out fine. We're going to get one and done, and let's do it that way. It gets crazy because a lot of the times science works against you. Science... Everyone wants you to procreate, everyone wants you to do the things, but science works against you in the craziest ways possible because you never know what you're going to get. You're rolling the die literally every time, and if your dungeon master is a real dick, you're going to roll a one, and that's just what's going to happen. Eventually, though, we got a beautiful baby boy. Wife was a rock star during the pregnancy, as she said earlier. She had a 40-plus hour labor, it was insane. She did 40 hours of natural labor. And that whole time, I didn't know what to do, because you don't know what to do. You're just like, keep going, baby. Like, there's not much you can do. After that, she had 6 hours with an epidural. And by that point, you don't have to do anything, because she's high as hell. She's like, keep it up, baby. Nice job. And then eventually, she got the C-section. And when you get the C-section, they take you behind this room, they take you into this room, and they're like, we're going to put this tarp up. We recommend don't look over the tarp. And I'm like, well, why? And they're like, we're going to cut her open. We're going to do all these things. It's like, that's fine. That's whatever. And you know that scene in Ghostbusters where they're like, don't look at the trap. And the first thing that happens is they look at the trap. I looked at the trap. I decided to peek over. And I don't know what I saw. But there were organs and craziness. And I was like, that is an image that is now burned into my head. I'm never going to get rid of it. But it got us our baby boy, which is awesome. Yeah, he's great. Babies themselves are also not great. Everyone's like, it's a miracle. It's a little miracle. No, you're never prepared for a child. No matter how much you prepare, you will not be prepared for a child. After we brought him home, there was so much that I was not prepared to deal with. The crying, the yelling, the diaper changing. And on top of that, I had to take care of my baby boy. Thanks, everybody.
I've never heard childbirth compared to Ghostbusters before. That's pretty rad. We are definitely earning the title of Nerdologues tonight. Thank you so much, Mike. Xander, you're awesome. I'm sorry I sang a Creepy Bob Seger song to you a few minutes ago.